The area where it's found in Kettering has been quarantined by the Northern Territory government, so there's no material coming off those farms, and there's no material coming out of the entire area from there really. And in any case, we've got our quarantine inspectors at the border and at the Canningvale markets are also monitoring the produce that comes in.
So no Northern Territory watermelons are coming in at the moment, is that correct?
That's correct.
So none at all, even from other farms that aren't under quarantine?
Certainly not from that area.
Are you going to be checking farms in the Ord Valley up here in Western Australia?
Yeah, we've already been on to several growers, and the message we're sending out is for growers to keep an eye out. Now, there are some local viruses that are already known in Australia that have very similar symptoms, but if growers suspect anything like this, then we urge them to send samples into us.
Will you be sending any officers up to actually inspect the farms at the moment?
Yeah, that's what we... At this stage, we're still... deliberating nationally what the actual host list is for this, and so we're working with the Northern Territory and other government departments in tracing work as well. But yeah, look, at this stage, it's the growers, because the growers are the best people. You know, they're on the ground; they know what's going on in their properties. But if it requires staff from us, I'll be talking with staff in the Kununurra office to see what we can do in that regard.
Have you had any reports as yet of anything going on the farms that could possibly be this virus?
Not at this stage, no.
We have been told that this virus can also be in things such as melons, pumpkins and cucumbers.
Yep.
Are those products coming into the state still?
Yeah, we're still monitoring that as well. We're just getting, you know, we've been talking with WA Quarantine, and we'll be doing some tracing from that regard as well.
Are they still being imported into the state from the Northern Territory, however?
That I still don't know. I haven't got that information yet because it's still very early days. So we're trying to get as much information as we can, well, obviously fairly soon.
Will you be looking at stopping that coming into the state as well because of the risk of infection?
Yeah, that's something that we need to consider once we have a clearer picture of the actual pathways of this disease.
One of the large concerns for growers in Western Australia, but other states as well, is that this virus can be spread, well, is spread by its pollen. So it could be on trucks and different cars, as easy as that. Are you looking at having trucks and things washed down at different checkpoints so it couldn't get in that way as well?
Yeah, it's always hard to inspect things for pollen, Mel, because they're still looking at the various pathways that this virus can spread. But if pollen is a way of spreading, then... but our requirement for trucks and vehicles is that they must be free from soil and any debris. So if we find, you know, at border inspections, if we find vehicles contaminated, then they'll be sent for washdown.